Sweet Travel. Spot motions of a journey. A radio program about traveling.
And tonight I wear another dear town.
Several in the same chair. I don't want to stay here anymore.
We also don't want to stay here. Please, we want to move on from here.
This is a damn problem.
Oh no! I need my mom! And I want my mom back. I need my mom.
Oh no! Our planet, the Earth, is totally unbalanced. It is going to out of orbit now. Oh, and it's going to crash to the Jupiter. The Earth will be totally finished.
Where in India could one find a place which did not teem with life? Milling crowds, millions of them, on the quayside, in the streets, on railway platforms. Even at night the pavements were full of people. The whole country was like an overcrowded room. What could you expect if the population went up by 6 every minute, 5 million every year? It made all planning in industry or agriculture a mockery. Why not spend the same amount of effort in checking the increase in population? But how could you do in the land of the Kama Sutra, the home of phallic worship and the sun cult? From the book Train to Pakistan by Kushwant Singh.
A very warm welcome to Sweet Travels from Simone and
Misha.
In the next half an hour, in the first part of Sweet Travels, we focus on theater and art in India. What are the motivations for people actively devoting themselves to the theater? As an actor, dancer, or as a director? Can theater in India provide a professional basis? What are the challenges in India to devote yourself to theater? How important are theater and art in social life? What roles do they play in everyday life?
And what are topics in Indian theater? How strong is the connection to social life and everyday issues? In the second part of Sweet Travels, we go into Indian nature and some topics around nature, ecology and society. In Mount Abu, I met Mahendra Dan, a trekking and nature guide. His nickname is Charles, and he took me to the surrounding hills and mountains of Mount Abu. That will be the second part of Sweet Travels.
Let's start with theater and art in India. You just heard an excerpt from the play The Magic Mirror by the group Creating India. Misha and I met some members of Creating India in Bodh Gaya. It consists of young people who performed this 45-minute piece several times in 2019.
However, theatre is not a new phenomenon in India. Art and entertainment have been an important part of India's culture as long as any other concept came into existence. Whether it is theatre, movies, music or dance, the South Asian subcontinent has been preserving theatre and art. Indian theatre has a very long tradition, and it is one of the most ancient forms of Asian theatre. The perception of theatre rested in the fact that Greeks and Romans did it all much before. But talking about the evolution of theatre in India, The earliest contribution to the Indian theatre is dated between 200 BC and 200 AD. The Sanskrit theatre emerged at that time, and it is where Indian theatre has its roots.
Nowadays, there are many forms of Indian folk theatre. Puppet theatre, street theatre, there are even mobile theatres as a kind of popular theatre and some theatre festivals. Something interesting happened in 19th century, during the period of colonial rule under the British Empire. India had begun using the theatre as a tool of protest against the oppressive nature of the British colonial rule. In order to control these revolutionary impulses, the British government implemented a so-called Dramatic Performance Act in 1876. The act sought to empower the British administration to control better the theatre scene in India.
After Indian independence in 1947, theatre spread throughout India as one of the means of entertainment. As a diverse, multicultural nation, theatre of India cannot be reduced to a single homogeneous trend. But stringent censorship of public theatres has continued in India in the post-independence era. Most Indian states have strengthened the control of the administration over the theatre. In contemporary India, the major competition of theatre is represented by growing television industry and the spread of film produced in the Indian film industry based in Mumbai, known as Bollywood. Lack of finance is another major obstacle.
On the stage, you have to be aware of yourself, of the stage and of the other actors around you. Where are they? What are they doing? You must perceive the whole situation so that you can interact. The ability to perceive the world around you becomes more fine-tuned, including all senses, eyes, ears, body perception. The ability to cooperate with others means to accept proposals and to build on them.
As mentioned before, Simone and I met some people of a youth and children's acting group called Creacting India. Let's take a closer look what and who is Creacting India. Creacting India is an NGO working in the fields of performing arts, acting, dancing, improvisation and yoga. Based in Bodh Gaya, the goal of Creacting India is to help children to develop their personality and to increase creativity and awareness.
One of the main ideas is to create a space for cultural exchange between locals, artists from other Indian cities, and travelers from all around the world, with having built up a cultural center in Bodh Gaya. One of the goals is achieved, and work could start. Classes are offered to everyone, girls and boys, beginners and advanced level.
Sweet Travels talked to Vinod Kumar and Abhishek Kumar from Creacting India. They are both teachers at schools in and around Bodh Gaya. And we also talked to German artist and yoga teacher Wolfgang Schramm, who initiated Creacting India. I'm here now after the show of The Magic Mirror with Vinod Kumar and Wolfgang Schramm. And Vinod Kumar is, I've seen you on stage, you're an actor, and also the secretary of the association Creacting India. And Wolfgang Schramm is like somehow the founder.
With him together, okay. Since the beginning. It was the first I met, and then we started.
So Vinod, how did you get in touch with theatre? When did it happen?
Actually, the first time I get in touch with the theatre with Mr. Wolfgang Schramm, he came to in our school, and he gave the lesson of theatre. So it was very nice for me, and I liked it, and the children also enjoyed it. From that time, I am just there, continue with the theatre, with the children, and I enjoy it very much.
What did your family say, or how did your family react that you dedicate yourself to theater and art?
Actually, in the beginning, it was hard for them, but I understood them, and also slowly they know the how the things are going changing, and so now they have also idea what is going on and how it will be help us. So we always try to show the people here to how to develop and how to save our the world also. So there are many, many things like
the whole problem in the beginning, so human rights.
If there are some problem, then we can just try to solve with the our theater to understand the people.
So to show through theater real problems, challenges on the stage. We are now here in Bodh Gaya in the Bihar region. How is it in India in general, like challenges for doing art, for doing theater?
Actually, here in Bihar, actually this is very, now we can say, rural area. So the people's of mind, the things, these are not good. The theater are not good because the people, they dance and act. And especially for the ladies, for the girls, they don't want to send their daughters and sisters to perform the dance and theater. I have lots of problem with the girls.
To get girls to participate in theater, in acting.
Anyhow, we get two girls and their parents support. There are some parents who like it, the theater, and he know how to our child will develop with this theater.
What are the reasons? Is it like economical reasons? Is it because of religion? Or what are the reasons?
The reason is actually here in Bihar, the girls are mostly in the home.
You mean like they have fixed roles, what to do inside the family, for the family?
Of course, the things like the girls have to only be in the home and they have to do only the home things or homework, everything like housewife. It is mostly in the rural area, but in the cities, big cities, it is open for the girls also. They are going outside, they are enjoying, and they are whatever they want to do, they can do.
Yes.
Yeah, but here in Bodh Gaya especially, I had many challenges with the girls to get them in.
Improvisation theater is for everyone. It's not only for some special kind of people who are creative or artists. Improvisation theater requires courage to confront yourself with the unknown. If you dare to, you can discover new aspects and abilities in yourself that have always been there, but you didn't know.
Creacting India stands for the promotion of creativity. It trains improvisation theater in the poor and rural areas in the state of Bihar, India. Some of the participants started to give workshops to other kids at various rural schools. In 2016, some members have been invited to come to Germany by the Kinderkulturkarawane. The tour around Germany included the performance of the stage show The Hatti Show, as well as giving workshops in different towns and interacting with local youth. As Vinod Kumar stated, it is not easy to make girls and young women participate in theater. However, after the performance we attended in Bodh Gaya, we talked to two of the actresses of Creacting India about their motivation for doing theater.
My name is Kritika Sharma and I'm a student of here at Creacting India, and I live in Pasadena, Bodh Gaya. I like acting so much. These people like Wolfgang and Frida. Frida had come in our school. They trained us and then we heard about this theater.
So Wolfgang and Frida, they were the first contact for you to get in touch with theater, with art. We've just seen now the piece, The Magic Mirror.
Yes.
And in one scene, you were alone on the stage. You were dancing alone. How was it to act alone on the stage?
Yes, because I have lost my mom and I was searching my mom. through the mirror, only one time I can meet my mom. And I was a little bit nervous, but I was also missing my, real mom. And I was also missing my father. And on the stage, I was just crying on the stage, and my tears were just coming. And I was so sad. I was so sad.
Oh no! I need my mom, and I want my mom back. I need my mom.
And were your mom and your dad in the audience? Did they see you acting?
Yes. She said you acted very nice, and she was also crying.
The audience gives you a direct feedback on your expressions through their reactions. So you can see how others perceive you. You can ask yourself, do they understand what I mean to express? It is allowed to make mistakes. They are the best way to learn. You can learn to fail and not be bothered by it. Stand up again and go on. Next scene, next chance.
I am Nisha Kumari. I live in Bodh Gaya. I am also a teacher of Mummy Jia School. I am doing their workshop, and I am with theater last 4 years.
And how did you get in touch with theater and with the theater group?
They went in my school, and there we meet them, and then they say, oh, you are really very good. Then I want to take you to that, you will do. Then I say, that time I am also interested by them. Then I say, okay, I will come. For then they say, 1 month you have to come every day to learn. Then I say, okay, for me no problem.
And what do you like about acting?
When I do acting on the stage, then I forget everything, and then just I focus on my acting. And I want to, it's give me too much power. Everywhere where I will go, there I use this power.
What does your family say about your acting, about you doing theater?
Before they are not supporting me, but now they are supporting me because I am doing something really very nice. That's why. And also some villager people, they don't like that I come here to do like these things. But anyway, if my family will support me, then for me everything is right.
Did you? Now we have seen you acting in the Magic Mirror. Yeah. And you also took part in the Hathi show. Did your parents and your friends see the show, you acting?
Yes, they see already Hathi show. And with the Hathi show, we went already Germany. We performed there more than 38 schools there. And we take workshop also there.
So you went to Germany to show a theatre piece in Germany?
Yeah.
With other members of the theatre group?
Yeah. We went from here to 8 person there, and we do whole show of Hathi show there, and everybody like too much, and also we give workshop there to the student. I like the culture exchange. We are doing like the same things, that we want to change the culture. Anyhow, and we want to save the earth, because everywhere, also in other country, India, everywhere it's going on like this type of things. So I want to change.
Om Bhim Krim Chamunda Eviche Swaha.
Swaha.
Om Bhim Krim Trim 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 Swaha.
Swaha.
Om Bhim Kram Tram Trum 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 Swaha.
Swaha.
What does Wolfgang Schramm tell us about Creating India and about his motivation to work in the art sector in India?
How did you start the project here, and why? What's the motivation behind?
I started actually before with our term group. We went to India and had an interaction while theatre, and this I was really touched by. So it was a big Chiltern Village, on the street theater, and I feel, wow, that's different when you make here theater with the people.
What are the goals of your initiation?
The goals of it? There are different things so fitting together as well. So you create groups, you create families, and they come all very close. It's always when we went, then tears running. Even if I go with them to Germany, tears running from the families. So it's a connection. This is actually the goal, that we can meet, that we can see, we can look in the eyes and have a good feeling and becoming aware about our actions, what we are doing, so and being responsible for the things and for yourself, give love yourself and with others. Something I just want to share.
The challenges for doing theater in India are, on the one hand, a lack of government funding. On the other hand, the essential needs are largely not met. So art and culture are of little importance.
There is a lack of social recognition of art and culture, and there are social expectations of young people in India. The sons are, in particular, responsible for the benefits of their parents. Girls and women play a more conservative role in Indian society. Parents have to be convinced that theatre makes sense in a personal, professional and social context.
The benefits about, we write it down, yes, because it's very necessary here. You won't get anybody if you don't have any benefits about. It's self-realization in a way.
Yeah.
It's like you train the creativity and you train the teamwork, cooperation, of course, and to deal with each other. Yeah, to deal with each other. That's many, many things. And to stand there, to talk, it's good for the school, it's good for the job. To be creative is for every job. Very, very good.
Wolfgang Schramm is one of several German initiators of Creating India. The Germans, let's say the foreign participation, is in India just for a short time, a couple of months. Will the project be going on without German participation? In this context, is Creating India a sustainable project?
Yes, I believe in this, of course. Otherwise, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. So this is not, I don't believe in the things that the people abroad come and they just put in and they go and back. It will die one time. And I don't want to make anything what will die, actually.
So in Vinod and in Abi, you found two guys who will take charge of it and keep it going and find people from the rural areas, from the city, from all the places to come.
Yes.
And like the foreign participants, they would come once a year?
This depends. There is work away. There are many, many possibilities, but now they need a structure. Now we are in the point where they need a structure. Now they have a real office. We have this before. It was all in metal boxes inside, and so it was really every year hard to handle, but at least he, since 11 years, he always take care about the things. Even there, they are hanging a lot of costumes. They are 10 years old. So imagine this for India. So this is great. So I have big trust, and we communicate the whole year.
Creativity means to open up yourself for new ideas and find new ways and solutions to deal with problems. By playing with emotions, for example, becoming angry, sad, or happy at will, you can get to know different emotional states better. Furthermore, you can learn to step out of an unpleasant emotional state and transform it into a different one. You stop being a victim of your own emotions. This ability can be very useful in daily life. It is also trained in Buddhist practice.
Lord Shiva, we have guests.
Bambole!
I know what's your problem. And I also know why this happened all the time. When something happened on the earth, you all will say, God, why you do this?
That's Shiva. Don't be so hard with
him. Oh, thank you, Parvati.
Sweet travels here again.
Today with an edition about theater and art in India, with Misha Händel and
Simone Kappel.
For us, it's interesting to talk about the reactions of family and friends of the community when the young Indian people decide to do theater, to talk about fulfilling dreams or visions within the sector of theater in an artistic perspective. Do family and friends support the format?
Also interesting is how the young people got in touch with theater and art. For that, we talked to the president of Creating India, Abhishek Kumar, a young performer and dancer also based in Bodh Gaya.
I was doing dancing since last 15 years when I was so small. And suddenly I got a chance in 2014 to work with two girls from Netherlands. And they are a dance teacher. And I worked with them in one NGO. It's a trust of children where some orphan children were studying. And I prepared one theater so first time because they also know the theater very well and they were a good dancer. And that time somebody seen me from Germany team, they're from Creating.net, and after that I just joined the theater classes and now I'm continuing since 4 years, 5 years.
But you already know about arts and theater since you were a child, you said?
Yeah, of course. I was knowing since when I was 6 years old because I had so much interest in dancing. So I was knowing all the arts like dancing, theater, and also I was interested in singing.
And how did your family react? What did your family say that you dedicate yourself to arts and theater?
Yeah, actually, in India it's very difficult in small cities that family will not able to support you actually. Because due to financial problem also, here it's a lot of problem with the financial condition. But yeah, I don't have so much family support in starting. And now also I don't have that much support because see, there is no any family here to see me. But actually that is my passion and I was just following my passion.
How is your like relation now to your parents?
Oh, actually, relation is very good with my parents. But somehow they want to me to like do some government job, not like these arts things, because they think that is not a good way to choose a career. And in other jobs, government jobs, you have a job till 60s or 55 permanent job. So they like to their children go for that jobs, not in that field.
You already mentioned some challenges in India to make art and theatre. What are the positive effects of doing art, of doing theatre in India?
That is the best place to show your emotions and feelings because in a real life, what you are doing, actually in stage, in theatre, it's different. So there people are just not able to express themselves that much. But on the stage, while doing theatre, you have a full opportunity to show your feelings and emotions among everyone.
The theater process strengthens the group and builds up trust. Mutual trust is necessary for all interactions. Observing others and experiencing yourself in interaction, you can learn a lot about relationship and enrich your way of relating to others.
Alak Niranjan! Alak Niranjan! Alak Niranjan! Alak Niranjan! Ram ji ki nikli sawari! Sawari, unki mahima hai aparampari, unki mahima hai aparampari, Alak Niranjan.
Hey! Yes! What can I do to see my mom? What? Where is your mom?
My mom has died. And I want to see my mom.
Go and ding magic mirror.
In the cultural space, theater has lost its premier position of providing entertainment because of films, television, and internet. That does not mean that there is a good infrastructure for enjoying theater or film in India. Theater is still faced with infrastructural problems all over India, except maybe the capital Mumbai. The most significant of its challenges are finding institutional sources of funding. As coming to an end with the first part of Sweet Travels, we talked to Wolfgang Schramm and to Vinod Kumar from Creating India about the financiation of the project.
In the beginning, the first 2 years, I paid the expenses by myself. And then I always do what I want, so I say, winter time, I like to go. And I like to have a reason as well to go, yeah, and then now I have a reason. And after 2 years paying, the people start to ask me, oh, we would like to support this project, it looks good. And then we started an NGO in Germany, okay. And then the people start to give. Yeah, even from my job before, the concerns who make the clay stuff and so, they sponsored it for 2-3 years. And so many, many others, also yoga students from here, from Germany, and people around us.
Is there any chance that the Indian government will also fund it?
It would be nice.
Because right now it's like it's donation basis from supporters, private people, interested people who pass by, who get to know about the project. And I don't see on the flyer like any Indian logo. Is there a chance to get funds from Indian government, federal government, or even sponsors like companies? I don't know.
Actually, yes,
it is very hard to get the Indian governments the fund. Because there are lots of NGO and who is still struggling to get the fund from the Indian government. And they are very old, but still they are just struggling. So it is very hard to get the fund from the Indian government.
And I believe in this. It will grow. It can grow slowly. I'm happy for this because I don't want to have a push-up or anything. It needs something. It needs a base. It needs a structure for it. Yeah, that it's strong basic, and this needs time.
The language of emotions and non-verbal communication is universal and can take place across cultures. Even a mix of languages on the stage is possible. It will be understood if the expression is clear. Interactions involve not only words, but also dance, acrobatics, and pantomime. Doing theater and improvisation helps young kids to learn a lot for school, for family life, and for professional life.
So, how can people in India advocate greater literacy, awareness, and commercial connectivity with theatre? Maybe more teaching of Indian theatre in schools and institutions, and of its variants in the performing arts, dance, song, performance, cirque, folk, tribal, pantomime, experimental theatre, and so on.
Yes, thank you for coming here. If anybody has now got a taste for dancing, for drama, this is now the one culture center here in Bodh Gaya.
Holding the audience attention is very challenging. It's never easy. For Misha and me, it was interesting to observe the audience in Bodh Gaya at the performance of Creating India. Families, young people and old people, babies. Maybe the function of the audience is different than in the Western country.
People cheer, are excited, walk around the room, play a lot with their cell phones at the same time. Sometimes someone makes or receives a call during the performance. But if the essential needs are largely not met, who can afford to go to the theatre or to a movie? How can theatre get more social recognition with all the social expectations of young people in India? How can Creating India create more seriousness and commitment among the participants and the environment of the participants? How can they increase support for children and young people who want to participate in theatre groups so that they can participate, be valued and not break away from art at some point?
Creating India works with many young people from the lower castes and with people who are outside the caste society, like the so-called untouchables.